Hello, good evening. This is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I'm sorry, repeat that last question.
I'm sorry?
I said okay.
Okay. You're in a place where you can talk safely, right? Does anyone in your household works for a new media outlet, including print, radio, television, or internet? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I really appreciate you taking the time to help us. I'm sorry. 1 second, please. Thank you. Now, moving forward, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Let me think. Yes, I am 18 or older.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
I'm 47.
Thank you, sir. Again, it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American, American Indian?
I am. Is he American Indian?
Yes, sir.
I'm Samoan.
Okay. Let me put it right here, okay? Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very, very, very satisfied.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving forward. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a favorable, using 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you let me know, okay? Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. The first one is Moms for Liberty, the organization Moms for Liberty, from 0 to 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
What number should we give them there?
Yeah.
Okay. Your answers are extremely confidential, and this is just a study being conducted in your area, you know, and there are issues that is really affecting the whole nation. So if you can share your opinion just for the sake of the research, I would highly appreciate it. Now, what's your number on Month for Liberty? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, either way.
Yeah. Could you not hear me earlier?
I can hear you now, sir.
Oh, then what, yeah, I kept saying 0. Sorry.
What number should we give him?
0.
Okay. And how about the National Education Association, or NEA? 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. And the public schools in general. Same question. Public schools in general, to the best of your knowledge.
Oh, 100% 0.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. And woke culture, or wokeism.
Woke culture, like social, like, issues, like trans,
yeah,
rights, stuff like that.
Like the idea of, you know, that is out there. What number should we
have? 100.
Okay. And Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. Okay.
100.
And charter schools. Same question.
Like charter schools?
Yes, sir.
0.
Okay. And the U.S. Department of Education. Same question.
Yeah.
And public schools teachers in general, to the best of your knowledge.
3.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That's actually kind of, like, I think I would rate them as, like, more so, like, average to low